This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Curious Plot, a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Good Monday afternoon. I'm Spencer Chase. The Department of Agriculture has finalized new language on just what meat can bear the label of a product of the USA. Under the new finalized regulation, product of the USA label claims will be limited to meat, poultry, and egg products derived from animals born, raised, slaughtered, and processed exclusively in the United States. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack delivered the news today at the annual gathering of the National Farmers Union.
We received 3,300 comments about that rule. Today we're filing that final rule that was announced. We're encouraging adoption of that rule as quickly as possible. There's an extended period of time before formal implementation, but we are now on record as being for the utilization of that label only when the animal is born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the U.S.
Vilsack said the changes were made to better reflect consumer opinion on just what those labels should mean.
We surveyed consumers. We asked them the question, when you see this label, what do you think it means? They said, well, what do you mean? What it means is everything was done in the United States. Well, actually, that's not been the case. Then we asked the question, do you place a value on that? I mean, in other words, are you willing to pay a nickel or two more if that is on the list? Well, absolutely. We want to help our farmers. So in order for that value proposition to be respected, in order for there to be fairness and honesty and a proper representation in the marketplace, it's important to have rules like this.
Many in the meat sector were concerned about the possibility of trade retaliation under the old World Trade Organization mandatory country of origin labeling case. But North American Meat Institute spokesperson Sarah Little says the group appreciates USDA making changes to reflect industry concerns, including adherence to the uniform compliance date for implementation. There's more in our story on AgriPulse.com. Also online today, the Biden administration released a new budget for the 2025 fiscal year. The document serves as a bit of a starting point for FY 2025 appropriations and an outline of the White House's priorities heading into the debate over government funding in the new fiscal year. Included in USDA's budget is a permanent $5 per acre subsidy for cover crop utilization, more money for ag research, and a $2.3 billion budget boost for the department's discretionary programs. But the administration's budget being dead on arrival to Capitol Hill is a long-standing bipartisan tradition. Philip Brasher has more in his coverage on AgriPulse.com. Finally today, Ambassador Doug McCaleb says American solidarity with the Biden administration's push to stop a Mexican ban on GMO corn imports has strengthened the U.S. position. McCaleb serves as the chief ag negotiator at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Speaking on this week's open mic, he says he's heard support from far and wide.
Farmers that don't have anything to do with corn or maybe their product, they don't even have a biotech version of it, that all of those farmers will come up to me all around the country and just say, hey, we're with you on this. Because if we allow countries to start sliding on science, on biotech, then there's all kinds of bad consequences that could lead to. So the solidarity among American agriculture has certainly been much appreciated. I think it puts us in a stronger position.
Canada has also joined the U.S. in the dispute, which McCaleb says is progressing.
And we've got a panel formed for that. There's been the panel membership has been named, and we'll argue our case later on this year, and we're on a schedule to get an opinion and an outcome from that case later in 2024. So this is really important for American agriculture. It's important that we hold to science.
McCaleb says the U.S. is also pursuing a dairy dispute with Canada. You can hear more from the nation's top ag trade official in this week's open mic on AgriPulse.com. Now, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's AgriPulse update is brought to you by Curious Plot, a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more at curiousplot.agency. That's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. Reporting in Washington, I'm Spencer Chase.